Happy 4th of July, 2014. Here I am after 1 week of not eating a single piece of food. And this was all spontaneous, unplanned, and just something that unfolded after I dropped my girlfriend and her kids off at the airport last Friday. Like I said, no plans whatsoever. I dropped them off at the airport, came home, got some work done, went to Subway, ate a foot-long sub, and afterwards came home, did some more work, and then was like, what should I do for dinner? I thought, I might do a 3-day apple fast. And I've been known to do a 3-day apple fast at least once a year, several times a year, occasionally. But I didn't feel like going to get apples, just being too lazy. So I said, I'll just do a regular fast. And that's how it started. And I didn't set a time frame. I didn't set any intentions other than, all right, everyone's gone. I have the house to myself. I got a lot of work to do. And I'll go on this fast. And we'll see what happens. And day after day after day after day kept going. And amazingly, I felt no hunger. I felt no discomfort. I actually felt amazing. I will add, there are several other steps that I did as well during this week of not eating any food whatsoever. I drank a ton of water. I filled up 2 5-gallon jugs on Saturday, the day after they all left. Because we ran out of water. So I had some water Friday and part of Saturday. Got 2 5-gallon jugs. I drank a complete 5-gallon jug of water and have already gone a pretty good, close to about half a gallon at least after putting that in yesterday. So drank a ton of water, fully hydrated. I've been going on morning walks. My house, from walking to the beach and back, I usually get it in about an hour. So I don't remember the miles on that, but I go for a nice walk. While I'm walking, I'm listening to audios that I've personally recorded from one of my favorite books called God Calling. And it's a daily reader. So I record these into audio, and now I listen to that on my walk back and forth. And I've incorporated prayer and fasting. So I figured, what the heck, I'm fasting. I've prayed in the past, seemed to work out pretty nicely. Those who may remember my New York City trip, the prayer that I had, the talk with God I had on the way from Rochester, New York to New York City, and then how I ran into my stepfather I had nowhere to go after praying the way there. I ran into my stepfather on the streets at 3 in the morning, and I ended up staying with him for 3 months, him and his new wife. So I prayed this week, and I fasted. I did a lot of reflection. I did a lot of work. I did a lot of introspection. I did a lot of relaxing. I wasn't running, I wasn't going to the gym, things like that, but I've had tremendous energy. I've slept tremendously well at night, woken up ready to go in the morning, and it's been quite interesting. So many people have asked, like, what's it all for? What's the end result? And for me, there was no initial goal other than I was going to do a 3-day apple fast. I didn't feel like going to get the apples, and I just went on a normal fast with no food whatsoever. And that's it. So through this week, I see this as a very transformative week for me. I find it's brought me a sense of peace, a sense of inner calm, a sense of accomplishment. I've been able to get a lot done. But it's also opened my eyes up to how, when I go back to eating, I'm going to be observant, to not eat out of habit, to not eat out of boredom, to not eat just because of a particular social setting, to not eat junk. To put nutrients in food, ingest food and liquids that's going to make my body run at the optimal levels that it's capable of, not sugars, candies, ice cream, cakes, you name it, all, you know, fast food, which I don't touch anyhow prior to fasting, but fast food, you get the gist. Eat healthy foods and portion sizes that are not the American portion sizes, but normal. Like if you go, Americans go to Europe, I remember going over to Australia and England, and we'd order dinner and eat, and I'd still be hungry because the portions were about half of what the American size portions are. So to eat normal size portions, I think, it's my hypothesis, I haven't done research on this, but I have known that, and I've posted recently on Facebook, that diamond ring engagements was a marketing ploy by De Beers. Bacon was a marketing ploy by the pork industry. Coffee breaks were created by marketing ploys. You name it. All these things are marketing ploys that we barely see. Women smoking was a whole marketing ploy. Smoking and alcohol have huge amounts of marketing back to them, as well as the drug companies, etc. So I think, and this is a hypothesis I haven't checked, that breakfast, lunch, dinner was created somewhere way back as a marketing ploy, and who knows? That's just my hypothesis based on knowing how most of the things we take for granted nowadays were something that was created by a marketer ages ago that still continues as the way to do things now. But I now feel in control, and I've found that I've caught myself when I have a task that I don't really feel like doing, walking away from my computer, going to the fridge to look, and I catch myself, and had I not been on a fast, I would have grabbed food and procrastinated. Food was my escape. Food was my way to procrastinate and put off the things I didn't want to do. Or if I didn't want to do something, I saw that it was noon or close to lunchtime, oh, got a break, go to lunch. So I catch myself now in observant of how food was just done out of habit, out of boredom, out of procrastination, not out of an intent to feed and fuel my body. So I'm going to post some more things here below that talk about the Apple Fast, that talk about some things I discovered while after my fifth day of fasting. I did a quick search and found this resource link that I'll share below that talks about what happens. It talks about some people having difficulty and torture and trauma and all that, and I had zero pain, anguish, desire to eat. I still have zero desire or any hunger right now. And then other people have asked, well, what about your weight? I was 175, 177. I didn't weigh myself before. I wasn't planning on going a week. But I was around the 175, 177 weight prior to the fast. And now I'm at 163 and a half, 164. And I'm fully hydrated. I drink a huge bottle of water. I have it with me at all times. Numerous times, at least a gallon a day. So I'm fully hydrated at 163 and a half, 164 pounds. So don't know how long this is going to go. My girlfriend and her kids come back tomorrow evening, so I'm pretty sure that's going to end my fast whether I want to or not. And that's another epiphany. I see that in choosing to eat healthy and eat when hungry, it's as socially unacceptable as someone who's drinking that now is a non-drinker. And how you have the peer pressure and you have people trying to ask questions and why are you doing it, you know, and are you sure you don't want one, are you sure you don't want this? It's quite interesting, the social dynamic of how this is so against the grain and such a rule-breaking thing that it frightens people. Just like when someone who always went to the bar and always drank and then all of a sudden goes and orders water frightens people. It's just different. It's not what they expect. So it's interesting to witness and observe from this perspective of going 7 days. I've only done this once prior in 2010, and I believe I went 9 days then. And similarly, I didn't feel any hunger, I didn't feel any pain or any discomfort, I felt tremendous. This time it was unique because I was solely alone. I was reading a lot, I was praying a lot, I was walking a lot, I was swimming in the ocean, doing just a total reflective week, and it's been very transformative. So I'm excited to share the information below. Look forward to reading your comments and hearing your feedback. And who knows, I may do some more research on this. There's a book in one of the links below that says Fasting Can Save Your Life. So I haven't read it, but I was intrigued by the title. And who knows, I feel good. Who knows, maybe you might feel good too. Check it out. Until next time, Tom Beal saying, make today great.